Welcome back. We are paying tribute to the late, great Guy Clark, one of the greatest songwriters of all time for me. Right up there in and definitely in the top five, probably number three position. After, you know, my other two favorite songwriters of all time are Townes Van Zandt and Willie P. Bennett. And now with all three of these guys dead, it's like, who's my favorite living songwriter? I don't know. It's a bit of a conundrum. I'm going to have to rejig my list. Find out, but in the meantime, we will celebrate some Guy Clark songs. We'll play you some people doing Guy Clark songs and Guy co-writes coming up. But first, a couple of songs about Guy Clark. A beautiful tribute from his friend Rodney Crowell coming up from Rodney's latest wonderful record. But first, well, if you find a song called Guy Clark, I guess you pretty much have to play it. So here's something from Red Moon Joe. On Still About the Radio.
Rolling.
One, two, three. I've never been to New York and I'm slightly scared of heights. I got a morbid fear of getting into fights. I wanna play in Austin, but I never made it yet. But I once rolled Guy Clark a cigarette. I never liked the Beatles, but I've always loved the Stones. I have to pace around while I'm talking on the phone. I wish I could remember important things that I forget. Like I once rolled Guy Clark a cigarette. Well, I once rolled Guy Clark a cigarette. Saw me rolling mine. He said, man, that cig looks fine. I once rolled Guy Clark a cigarette. I've never had a telly play a copy of a Strat. My head's too big to contemplate the wearing of a hat. I failed at school, I'm overweight. I never want a bet, but I once rolled Guy Clark a cigarette. I spilled a beer on Rosie Flores. It could have been a pearl. Played the blues with Townes Van Zandt, Matt Kaufman, Emmylou, and Steve Earle. I once at Corner Music. Oh, the shame of my trespass. I knocked Chet Atkins on his 70-year-old ass. I play guitar in bars across this dismal rain-soaked land. I played in Oslo, Dublin, Nashville, and Milan. I played a set with Stonewall Jackson. But better yet, I once rolled Guy Clark a cigarette. Well, I once rolled Guy Clark a cigarette. It could have been in Perth, but I forget. He saw me rolling mine. He said, man, that cig looks fine. I once rolled Guy Clark a cigarette. I once rolled Guy Clark a cigarette. It could have been in Perth, but I forget. He saw me rolling mine. He said, man, that cig looks fine. I once rolled Guy Clark a cigarette. It had no filter. I once rolled Guy Clark a cigarette with fringe tobacco. I once rolled Guy Clark a cigarette.
Thank you.
Stop that words stuff that holds up is the kind of stuff you don't hang on the wall. Stuff that's real, that stuff you feel, is the stuff you always reach for when you fall. I got a pretty good friend who's seen me at my worst. He don't care if I'm a blessing or a curse, but he always shows up when the chips are down. It's the kind of friend I like to be around. Stuff that works, stuff that holds up, is the kind of stuff you don't hang on the wall. Stuff that's real, that stuff you feel, is the stuff you always reach for when you fall. Justice, she don't give odds. I've got a tattoo with her name right through my soul, and I think everything she touches turns to gold. Stuff that works, stuff that holds up, is the kind of stuff you don't hang on the wall. That's real, that stuff you feel, is the stuff you always reach for when you fall. Stuff that works, stuff that holds up, is the kind of stuff you don't hang on the wall. Stuff that's real, that stuff you feel.
Oh, there's Rodney Crowell with one of the many, many songs that Rodney and Guy Clark wrote together. That's Stuff That Works, a true, true classic. And so much of that you can tell comes from Guy. The great verse about Susanna just gets me every time. So good. So good. Wonderful. Before that, we heard Rodney with a tribute to Guy called The Flyboy and The Kid. That's it. From the album Tar Paper Sky. And a lovely, lovely thing. We also heard a band in there called Red Moon Joe. Maybe not as lovely, but, you know, it was called Guy Clark. And I can pretend that they're Canadian. So, you know, it's all good. It's all good. Of course, Guy was so closely linked with his best friend and co-conspirator, Townes Van Zandt, in so many ways. And like I said, Guy recorded a whole boatload of Townes songs. Not so much the other way around, but I will play you one that they wrote together. But first, I thought I'd play you this. It's a little bit of a shtick of them sort of riffing off each other. It's more of a Townes story, really. But you can see how well they play off of each other in this little number right here.
I just wanted to remind y'all that this Interfaith Dental Clinic is a very happening thing, and I would like to personally thank my dentist, Tom Underwood, who did that, and also put this thing together.
Engineered it. He put it together, and hopefully this will set an example for other cities in America. Yeah. It's designed for the working poor who can't get dental insurance. I mean, I can't even get, man, I can't. I can't get no kind of insurance, you know.
So, I have to tell you, The reason Towns had a temporary calf was he had a really beautiful gold tooth. But he lost it gambling.
That was a drag. Indian friend of mine, I had a little pair of vice grips. And I was gambling for this pistol that this other guy had, who's here tonight, matter of fact, somewhere, and he's turned into a good guy. I'm trying to catch up with him. But he won the last game. I had all the money. I had the furs. I had everything. We're out in the country. And I wanted to win this pistol. I was going to throw it down the outhouse because I think, at that time, I thought none of these three guys, me and Michael Ewack and Bill, nobody should have a pistol. I was going to win it and throw it down the outhouse, and I lost. We're shooting dice on the front porch. And I lost. So it's okay, Michael. He's a blood brother of mine. It's like, let's go around back by the big tree where we have our talks. So we go back there, and I have these little vice grips. And I fit them to my gold tooth. And I had a half of a half pint of Southern Comfort, which I just like chugged, you know. So, okay, I'm ready. And he says, if you think I'm doing that, man, you're crazy. And I said, well, I lost. I mean, I lost. I don't much care for it either, but I lost. So I hooked these little baby vice grips on my gold tooth, right? Michael's sitting there, and I'm sure he was just getting high off my breath. I mean, I like chugged his Southern Comfort. It's okay. And he goes like this, looks away, and pulls the wrong tooth. And I come back, and it's one of these teeth, and there was blood all over my shirt. I come back and I walked around and Bill's there and he said, where's my tooth? And I said, well, you've always known me to pay up on a debt. But, we gave it our best shot. If you think I'm going back up there to that tree and have Michael try to pull out another tooth, you're wrong, man. It's just like, you're wrong. That's it. And Dr. Underwood replaced it. So all is well.
But she's yours, babe, to have and to hold. Well, I'm building a houseboat in heaven, all to sail them deep and holy seas. I'm building a houseboat in heaven, and it's welcome aboard, you sweet pea. Now I rode my old guitar to heaven, all but heaven didn't feel too much like home. So I'm headed out onto them lonesome oceans in my ruby-studded houseboat to roam. Well, I'm building a houseboat in heaven to sail those deep and holy seas. Well, I'm building a houseboat in heaven, and it's welcome aboard, you sweet peas.
Turn me loose, I'll never be the same.
They always bore me. Go out those L.A. papers, holy boxes of Nello wafers. Adios to all this concrete. Gonna give me some dirt road back street. If I can just get off of that L.A. freeway, then I can build a car. Got that road in the clouds, cause the land's the land. The only one I think I will miss. I can hear your basement singing, even though I can use your brain. Play it for me one more time. Got to give it all we can now. I believe every word you're saying.
I'd play the Red River Valley, and he'd sit out in the kitchen and cry, and run his fingers through 70 years of living, and wonder, Lord, as ever will I drill run dry. We were friends, me and this old man,
like desperados waiting for a train, like desperados waiting for a train.
Here's a drifter and a driller of oil wells, and an old school man of the world. He let me drive his car when he's too drunk to, and he'd wink and give me money for the girls, and our lives were like some old western movie,
like desperados waiting for a train, like desperados.
From the time that I could walk, he'd take me with him to a bar called the Green Frog Cafe. And there were old men with beer guts and dominoes lying about their lives while they'd play. And I was just a kid, they called his sidekick,
like desperados waiting for a train, like desperados waiting for a train.
One day I looked up and he's pushing 80, and there's brown tobacco stains all down his chin. To me, he's one of the heroes of this country. So why is he all dressed up like them old men, drinking beer and playing Moon and 42,
like desperados waiting for a train, like desperados.
Before he died, I went to see him. I was grown and he was almost gone.
So we just closed our eyes and dreamed us up a kitchen and sang another verse to that old song.
Come on, Jack, that son of a gun's a coming.
Like desperados waiting for a train, like desperados waiting for a train, like desperados waiting for a train, like desperados waiting for a train.
Dublin, just rolling cigarettes, holding back and choking back the shakes with every breath. Forgive me all my anger, forgive me all my faults. There's no need to forgive me for thinking what I thought. I loved you from the get-go, and I'll love you till I die. I loved you on the Spanish steps the day you said goodbye. I am just a poor boy. Work's my middle name. If money was a reason, I would not be the same. I'll stand up and be counted. Face up to the truth. I'll walk away from trouble, but I can't walk away from you. So forgive me all my anger, forgive me all my faults. There's no need to forgive me for thinking what I thought. I loved you from the get-go, and I'll love you till I die. I loved you on the Spanish steps the day you said goodbye.
I'll be whiskey ain't the best way. Then I ain't too smart. Think I just found out she was lying from the start. So if this is nothing but a bad joke, looking for a laugh, well, hold on to your lampshade, darling, 'cause I'm looking. Taxi moving, 'cause I got no time to lose. This is no time to be choosy, you know, any old bar will do. I'm looking to get silly, I'm looking to get loose. And if that don't get it done, darling, I'll come looking for you. Now take me to a barroom tavern, set me on a stool. If I can't be her man, I'm down. If I'll set me on a stool, if I can't be her man, I'm down. If I
Ron Sexsmith there with a great tribute to Guy Clark from a great tribute album called This One's for Him, a tribute to Guy Clark. That's Broken Hearted People. Before that, we heard the Great Lakes Swimmers with their fine version of Dublin Blues. We heard the legendary Highwaymen, Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, Kris Kristofferson, doing their version of Desperados, Waiting for a Train. Jerry Jeff Walker. He had a big hit with a couple of guy songs, including Desperados. We heard L.A. Freeway there from Jerry Jeff. And Towns in there singing a song that he and Guy wrote together. Heavenly Houseboat Blues. Before that, they were talking about the Interfaith Dental Clinic. We're almost out of time here. Got to go soon. Terry's going to come in. But first, I have so much more stuff that I'm going to have to carry it over into Sunday. Well, I had planned to anyway. But check out Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Tell the band to go home. Not only will we play a bunch of great Guy Clark stuff, but we're trying to get some special guests on singing songs and telling stories. And so many people have great writing with Guy Clark stories. And this guy's has to be my favorite. And we're going to have him on the show to tell it for you on Sunday. This is not the song they wrote together, and we'll learn why on Sunday. But here's a great one from John Ward Hanum.
Got sawdust in the pockets of his dusty worn-out jeans, and a little more rolled up in the cuffs of his sleeves. At night he dreams in yellow birch, and he dreams in solid oak. When they painted the fur at the old church, well, his heart damn near broke. He said, I know you've come here for some fatherly advice, but there's little I can tell you to give. get you through this life. I do know it ain't easy and sometimes it don't make sense, but everything that means anything I learned standing at this bench. Snap a chalk line to stay straight, measure twice before you cut. You'll always bend a nail if you drive it through a notch. A little oil on your whetstone keeps a good edge on your plane. But don't buy a word of what you heard, you don't have to go with the grain. Son, you don't have to go with the grain. Said I'm just a dreamer, wouldn't change if I could. Only dreams crash and burn when they're made of wood. But I've seen a world with no seams and one where there's no nails. Sometimes I've imagined a world just of tails. Snap a chalk line to stay straight, measure twice before you cut. You'll always bend a nail if you drive it through a notch. Little oil on your whetstone keeps a good edge on your plane. But don't buy a word of what you heard, you don't have to go with the grain. Son, you don't have to go with the grain. I'm trying to tell you, son, there's no sure bets. So live your life with no fear and die with no regrets. And don't buy a word of what you heard, I'll say it once again. You don't have to go with the grain, son, you don't have to go with the grain. Snap a chalk line to stay straight, measure twice before you cut. You'll always bend a nail if you drive it through a notch. Little oil on your whetstone keeps a good edge on your plane. But don't buy a word of what you heard, you don't have to go with the grain. Son, you don't have to go with the grain.
Trying, you ain't living if you don't die trying. You ain't living if you don't, and you're dying if you won't. You ain't living if you don't die trying. Well, I was born at a very young age, and I never learned nothing written on the page. Buddy, you can't run before you learn to walk, and I got my education at the School of Hard Knocks. Well, I hit the road when I turned 19, and I was fired from every band on the scene, 'cause I couldn't sing and I couldn't play, but I was rocking and a rolling all the livelong day. Yeah, my dad gave me an old Gibson Les Paul, and I broke the headstock off of her on the way to my very first gig in a bar. You ain't living if you don't die trying. You ain't living if you don't die trying. You ain't living if you don't, and you're dying if you won't. You ain't living if you don't die trying. Well, I knew a guy, he lived his life, he was always on the go. The alternative, he said, was to wake up dead. And then you never, ever, really, ever, really know. You ain't living if you don't die trying. You ain't living if you don't die trying. You ain't living if you don't, and you're dying if you won't. You ain't living if you don't die trying. Well, from then till now, I've just rambled around, me and my sound, from town to town. Keep on keeping on, like Dylan said, I guess I will until I'm dead. Well, I'm a little bit older, but I'm no more wise than that chip on my shoulder I just can't hide. Well, it's a long old road, and that's half.
I hate to do it, but we got to cut Mike off. Mike likes to ramble, and you'll find that out. this Sunday on Tell the Band to Go Home, you better listen for Mike Plume's Guy Clark stories. They're pretty funny. So tune in Sunday. We'll hear more from Mike Plume, including the song that he wrote with Guy Clark. Before that, we heard a little bit of something from John Wart Hanum, who we'll also hear from this Sunday. Other special guests we're working on. It's going to be a lot of fun. Tune us in Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. for Tell the Band to Go Home. But stay tuned here right now. Venus Envy's coming up. Punks and Parkas, Ultrasonic Film, all kinds of great shows. I will be back. Like I said, check out stillbeltedradio.com. And thanks for joining us.